I'm Jamie Andrews from the British Library. I work at the library with modern literary manuscripts, and this is the first of my audiobook updates as I journey down to the Alps on the Franco-Swiss border to see the writer and critic and essayist John Berger, who has announced today in an article in The Guardian that he's going to be donating his full extant literary archive to the British Library's collections. So while I journey down to the Alps to see John and to pack up his archive and arrange it, I'm going to be doing a series of audiobook updates on the route. So at the moment we've just pulled out of Paris's Gare de Lyon on board one of France's rather wonderful TGVs, which is heading down to Lyon, where we have to change for a smaller regional train to get to Annemasse, which, looking at a map here, appears to be pretty much the last stop before the Franco-Swiss border. And then from Annemasse it's going to be a case of hiring a car to climb up into the Alps to the village where John lives and farms. Nothing much to say at the moment as we're just passing through the banlieue of Paris, perhaps the least appealing part of it. But we did get to Paris yesterday, and on a separate audiobook interview I popped into the famous, iconic French bookshop, Shakespeare and Company, which is now on the banks of the Seine. Originally, of course, it was around Odéon when it was run, or where it was run by Sylvia Beach. Sylvia Beach, who published Joyce, Friends with Hemingway, and all of the interwar great literary figures, and who, of course, stayed in Paris during the privations of the occupation and was able to reopen her bookshop in Odéon after the war. It's now run by a very aging American writer called George Whitman, and we popped in yesterday. We weren't able to talk to George, who is secreted upstairs, but we did talk to the director of the Shakespeare & Co. Festival, who's clearly a big fan of John Berger, and that's going to be on the second podcast audio boot interview here. Okay, well, more later when we get to Lyon.